From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Across the nation, families are cooking up turkey or tofurkey, depending on whether it's a meat-eating or vegetarian crowd, or taking in the annual Thanksgiving Day parades, whatever the fall temperature. One of the major events of the year is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City, an annual traditional televised event for millions across the U.S. Marching bands, elaborate floats, and giant balloon celebrities such as Snoopy, Paddington, and Hello Kitty are making their way through Midtown Manhattan, past large numbers of spectators lining the parade route. The event is also taking place under heightened security in the wake of the recent terror attacks in Paris and other cities. Authorities say more than 2,500 officers are on the scene. City officials have said there are no known credible threats against New York. After ISIS claimed the attacks in Paris, Lebanon, a Russian passenger airliner over Egypt recently, and other places, British Prime Minister David Cameron says his country can no longer leave it to allies to attack Islamic State in Syria and must join coalition airstrikes there. From London, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports lawmakers could vote on the issue in the coming days.
Having failed to persuade Parliament to back anti-ISIS strikes in Syria 2 years ago, Cameron laid out the case for doing so now. He argues that ISIS has already threatened British lives, and that threat continues.
We shouldn't be content with outsourcing our security to our allies. If we believe that action can help protect us, then with our allies, we should be part of that action, not standing aside from it.
Cameron also asked, if Britain isn't prepared to act in the wake of the Paris attacks, when would it be? Left unanswered are troubling questions such as who will provide ground troops to secure any gains made against ISIS, and will Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have a role in the country's future? Peter Kenyon, NPR News, London.
President Obama, in his weekly address today, wished Americans a happy Thanksgiving. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the president also used the address to highlight the plight of refugees.
President Obama noted that nearly 400 years ago, the pilgrims who celebrated the first Thanksgiving were themselves refugees. Obama didn't directly attack the politicians who were calling for a halt to refugees in the wake of the recent terror attacks. Instead, he praised Americans who've offered to take in Syrians fleeing the chaos and brutality in the Middle East. The president stressed that any refugees that are resettled here will be carefully screened.
People should remember that no refugee can enter our borders until they undergo the highest security checks of anyone traveling to the United States. That was the case before Paris, and it's the case now.
He said part of America's greatness as a country and one of the things we're giving thanks for today is our generosity. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Students protesting over racial discrimination and other social justice issues on college campuses are vowing to continue their rallies and sit-ins after the Thanksgiving holiday. Here's NPR's Kirk Sigler.
Dahlan Salami is a senior sociology major who helped stage a week-long sit-in at Occidental College here in Los Angeles.
This is only the first steps of what we want to happen, but this is definitely not where it's ending.
Well, that pledge comes as the formal protest that resulted in the closure of Occidental's administration building has now ended. Salami says protesters still plan to hold administrators accountable, though, demanding specific dates and monitoring whether the school follows through on its diversity action plans. Like several others around the country, administrators here agreed to most of the students' demands, including for the immediate hiring of a vice president of diversity and increased funding for Black studies and other programs. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
Pennsylvania's gone nearly 5 months without a state budget. Now one county is protesting. Here's WITF's Ben Allen.
Bucks County usually sends Pennsylvania's treasury between $4 and $5 million in taxes and fees that it collects every month on behalf of the state. But now Bucks will keep that money to fund its own operations. The head of the group that represents counties, Jeff Haste, says counties are fed up because they're not getting any state money for vital programs.
It's gimme, 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 suck it up and take what I give you. And it's getting very, very hard to swallow.
Haste says more counties are considering halting payments to the state. The group is also looking at a lawsuit against Pennsylvania. For NPR News, I'm Ben Allen in Harrisburg.
This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.